kiloparsec view of a typical star-forming galaxy when the universe was $1 giga-year-old too. Regular rotating disk and evidence for baryon dominance on galactic scales, by R. Herrera Camus et al. We present a kinematic analysis of the main sequence galaxy HZ4 at Z equals 5.5. Our study is based on deep, spatially resolved observations of the K158 transition obtained with the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array, ALMA. From the combined analysis of the disk morphology, the two-dimensional velocity structure, and forward modeling of the one-dimensional velocity and velocity dispersion profiles, we conclude that HZ4 has a regular rotating disk in place. The intrinsic velocity dispersion in HZ4 is high, sigma 0 equals 65.8 carat plus 2.9 to 3.3 kilometers s1, and the ratio between the rotational velocity and the intrinsic velocity dispersion is rot, sigma 0 equals 2.2. These values are consistent with the expectations from the trends of increasing sigma 0 and decreasing rot, sigma 0 as a function of redshift observed in main sequence galaxies up to Z approximately equals 4. Galaxy evolution models suggest that the high level of turbulence observed in HZ4 can only be achieved if, in addition to stellar feedback, there is radial transport of gas within the disk. Finally, we find that HZ4 as baryon dominated on galactic scales is less than or equal to 2 times Re, with a dark matter fraction at 1 effective radius of FDM, Re, equals 0.41 carat plus 0.25 to 0.22. This value is comparable to the dark matter fractions found in lower redshift galaxies that could be the descendants of HZ4. Massive, MSTAR approximately equals 10 to the power of 11 MSN, star-forming galaxies at Z approximately 2, and passive, early-type galaxies at Z approximately equals 0. Dot. This was kiloparsec view of a typical star-forming galaxy when the universe was $1 giga-year-old too. Regular rotating disk and evidence for baryon dominance on galactic scales, by R. Herrera Camus et al.